I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. Lots of penalties to discuss again this week. Just one fine coming out of competition at COTA last weekend. Daniel Suarez was fined $50,000 for contact with Alex Bowman on pit road during the race. And the bigger news, a Motorsports Appeals Board listened to the appeal from Hendrick Motorsports after four of their teams were penalized for unapproved hood vents at Phoenix Raceway. The board upheld the four-race suspension and $100,000 fine for the crew chiefs, but returned the 100 owner and driver points and 10 playoff points to each team. VP of Hendrick Motorsports Jeff Gordon stated that the teams were happy with the decision. College Racing will appeal the same penalty next week. They are expected to get further concessions as only one of two vents were unapproved. The situation sort of paints NASCAR into a box since the teams are supplied with these parts and it was their own inconsistent communication to the teams about them that was cited in the appeal. And finally this week, Trackhouse Racing announced that Kimi Räikkönen will not return to the Project 91 car. In the release, they said a new driver and sponsor had been signed for Sonoma, but neither was named. All three top series are back racing at two different tracks this weekend. The Craftsman Trucks are back at the 1.5-mile Texas Motor Speedway. Matt Crafton leads the series here with two wins, and Stuart Friesen won last year. You can catch the SpeedyCash.com 250 at 3:30 Saturday on FS1. The Xfinity and Cup teams are short track racing at the 3/4-mile Richmond Raceway. The first race here was in 1953 on dirt. They paved the track in 68, reconfigured it in 1970, and then did it again in 1988 to arrive at the current setup. The Xfinity teams fire up first, and this will be the first of the four Dash for Cash bonus races. Justin Allgaier, Sam Mayer, Daniel Hemric, and Sammy Smith were the top four finishing regulars at COTA and qualified for the $100,000 bonus if they can beat the other three. Allgaier has the best record of all series regulars with two wins and eight top fives. Sam Mayer won the bonus last year, finishing third. Hemric has three top five finishes here, and it will be Sammy Smith's first ever start at Richmond. The Toyota Care 250 coverage begins at noon Saturday on FS1. The Cup teams run on Sunday. Kyle Busch has the best record here with six wins and 18 top fives. Kevin Harvick has four wins and leads with 29 top tens. Defending champ of the race, Denny Hamlin, also has four wins. Martin Truex has three. Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano have two each, and Alex Bowman and Kyle Larson are also prior winners. Joe Gibbs leads Legacy Petty 18-15 in the team wins, and Chevy leads Ford 39-34. Kyle Busch has the best average finish, and Denny Hamlin tops the driver ratings, followed by Truex, Logano, Harvick, and Elliott. Practice and qualifying begin at 10 a.m. Saturday, and the Toyota Owners 400 coverage kicks off at 2 p.m. Sunday on FS1. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's your Fast Lane for Friday, March 31st, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord. They're family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, and they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by Southside Auto, exit 310 Indian River, they have the best selection of Legend steel and aluminum trailers they've ever had and a full line of accessories for whatever vehicle you drive.